This is Corks and Cowtown, a podcast that explores the movers, shakers, influencers, and the finest Fort Worth has to offer. And now, here are your hosts. You can't come on yet. You have to do a shambong first. There we go. And now, here are your hosts, Robin and Barton.
Good one. Hey,
I'm getting good at this this mooing. So there's actually not cows present. That's just me with my mooing skills. Never lived on the farm, by the way.
Barton just is at one with the farm animals. That sounds weird. I'm sorry. I take that back. That doesn't work.
Some bestiality comments.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
It's a Friday morning.
Yeah, things are rough for me this morning. I already forgot part of our equipment. Well, I had to go back and get it. Mm-hmm. And we went to an event last night, and I had some wine.
Well,
it was an open bar. And now we're about to shambong.
Feel you, because I went to work yesterday, got off at 11, went to 7th Street with some friends.
You're a monster.
Then the friends wanted to go to another place in Crowley. Mm-hmm.
Why in Crowley?
That's just where the place is located. That's all I can say, because I'm not about to say where.
Oh, okay. I know what was happening.
Okay. And then we went to a fellow by the name of Tony Green's house for a small after party.
Is it the Hello, I'm Tony Green?
Hello, I'm Tony Green, to his little house. And that was just a little interesting over there. So I actually was not drinking a lot because I was fulfilling a role. Mm-hmm. So I just had my eyes open and just watching everything. But I didn't get home until about 5 a.m. And I had a 9 o'clock haircut appointment. Oh,
yes.
So
fresh,
these
was
bags.
Was it Fresh Fade Friday?
Get Fresh Friday.
Yeah, Get Fresh Friday.
These bags under my eyes aren't Chanel, as these women say, or Louis Vuitton.
Jeez, here Gucci. We go. Yeah, okay. Well, I think you need to just go ahead and pour us up a shambong.
Okay.
Especially since we're both new to this, so this is going to be quite entertaining.
I just opened the box of the shambongs. We got 5 of them.
They're really nice.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the elephant.
Yeah, it never forgets.
Yeah, true.
Everything about their branding always says because it's awesome.
It is awesome.
And the box.
Oh, these are heavy.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd be this heavy.
Jeez. It says on the box, rapid champagne consumption.
Great. So we're going to be those people today.
Yeah. And it is also 11:07 a.m. So I'm going to pour Robin her first shambong.
Gosh,
I wish we had
scared.
This.
Scared. Yeah.
Like being,
we'll be recording eventually. So, oh my gosh.
It's bubbles. Hold up a second.
So many bubbles.
Is this it right here?
I don't know.
You need
I think...
to tilt it towards. Tilt it towards.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. We won't do it full. We'll just do it.
Do we have glasses for after we do this, or are we just going to be passing the bottle?
I got cups.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
I really do wish someone was recording this, because I have a feeling I'm probably going to spill this all over myself. Do we cheers these? Well, I think we should.
Yeah, it won't make a clink. Okay. All right.
Okay, first shambong for Corks and Cowtown.
Go.
Mm. I beat you!
How did you do
that? Oh my gosh, am I like a professional shambonger?
Oh my lord.
Oh my gosh, I'm really good at this. Have I found my new calling?
I'm not going to say anything about...
Let's just not go. Okay, we're going to just stop now while we're ahead.
Okay.
Okay, I'm really proud of us.
I am.
We did this.
Oh, yeah, the cups.
Yeah, we need cups. So there's a couple things we forgot to touch on our last podcast. This upcoming week is also the Fort Worth Lone Star Film Festival.
Right.
And so we wanted to bring that up because I went last year. Did you go at all?
No, because I have to work.
Oh.
Stupid.
Well, so I went last year and had an absolute blast. I got to hang out with a bunch of the girls from the Holland Collective.
Ooh, I love Holland Sanders.
And they are so much fun. And getting to see all of those films that just you probably wouldn't see in a theater or before they hit the theaters is so cool. So I would highly recommend that you get tickets even just for a day, or you can get the all access badge and go the entire time. And it also gets you into some shows I believe other people cannot get into.
Yeah.
But I believe the website is LoneStarFilmFestival.com. Check it out and hopefully I see you there.
I want to go this year. I will go this year.
Well, you can come with me.
Sweet. You get like a VIP guest pass or something?
I mean, maybe.
Well, dang, I'm coming. I'm showing up then.
You know, we have to do the most. Okay, what else do we have to talk about today?
So last episode, we briefly touched on the Rodney Reed.
Yes.
Execution. That's on November 20th of this year. And at that time, when I signed it, the petition, they were at 11,000 signatures. Mm-hmm. I think you're like close to 15,000.
Yep.
Now it is at 2,301,407 signatures.
Amazing.
In 3 to 4 days.
And literally like Oprah, Kim Kardashian,
Beyonce,
everyone is on this. I am just hoping and praying that Governor Abbott will just...
Stop it.
Yeah, this just has to stop.
I think what he's going to do, which I hope he just today says, I'm going to do just stop it. But I think it's going to be a dramatic effect.
I do, too. And that stresses me out because this is someone's literal life on the line. If you haven't signed or if you haven't researched, please go do that. Obviously, as we said last time, make your own decisions. But I think this is kind of a solid case that needs shutdown. So,
yep.
What else we got?
So, because we're Quirks in Cowtown, have you heard or been into Punch Bowl Social that was on West 7th Street?
Funny you say that, because no, I never went, because everyone I talked to said the service was awful.
That's crazy.
Everyone said it was awful, and I heard that it's closing already.
It's closed.
Oh, it's already closed?
It closed 2 days ago.
Oh.
I went for the first time Saturday night.
So what was your experience?
I went only just to go play darts, and it was fine. It was dead for Saturday night.
That's weird, because 7th is insane.
Right. I mean, you're right in the heart of traffic. Everybody's walking by your spot. Yeah. So for you to be dead is wild, first of all. And secondly, Fort Worth, we love our place. Love our city. You have to hire people that the city knows. You can't just...
1,000%. But I think the thing is that all the service industry people that have been around that everyone knows are already at other bars.
Well, your mom's house just opened
up. I saw that. Have you been? I want to go.
I've been 2 days in a row.
It looks so fun.
It is. It's a really great bar. It has a small club vibe to it.
Okay.
But it's... Every little portion of it is designed like after a different part of your mom's house.
Okay.
So there's a kitchen, a front porch. They have a full Odie's car in it that's actually a photo booth.
Ooh, which that's
fun. Which is real cool. So you kind of look like you're
in this. And it's right over by like Ampersand, right?
Mm-hmm. Right next door to Ampersand, right next door to Zena.
Okay.
And not last night, but Tuesday and Wednesday, I went to Zena 2 nights in a row.
What'd you get? The last time I was there was a fight and we had to help the cops find someone. And that's a true story.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it was the most insane thing I've seen. But nothing really surprises me out on 7th anymore.
Very true. I think it's going to eventually take over 6th Street. I know 6th Street still is 6th Street, but it's almost 40 to 50 bars on 7th. What else shall we chat about before we get into the real topic of this episode?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
You were driving this morning and you said you saw some filming.
Okay. So obviously whenever I was forgetting our equipment, like an idiot, I drove by the Masonic Temple in Fort Worth here. They are filming 12 Mighty Orphans. So they apparently just wrapped in Weatherford and the they're literally out there.
Mighty Orphans wrapped in Weatherford. So it's 12 really strong kids with no parents that are trying to do a rap album in Weatherford.
This is not correct.
You said 12 Mighty Orphans was rapping in Weatherford.
So it's a film about a football coach that ends up taking on these like 12 kids and they end up, I think, winning the state championship, but it's all during the Depression. So they also, if you're able to drive by there, I'm not sure how long they'll be filming there, but they had some of those really cool old cars out there as well.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I love looking at those cars. I'm really amazed people still drive them because I'd be terrified one would break down like while I was driving it.
In the 70s? Because I drive a really old car too.
I'm talking like these are from like probably the 20s and 30s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's super old.
Little terrifying, but I think they're also just amazing.
Oldie but goodie.
We love some Fort Worth, and I think it's so cool. It's like Luke Wilson, Robert Duvall, and
so it's a real film film.
Yeah, like it's a really cool film. And I know that a bunch of people had said Luke Wilson had been seen around Fort Worth. And I think especially he was at Jyoti's, which obviously everyone goes to Jyoti's. I'm not sure about anyone else, but hopefully we'll be seeing some celebs around town.
Yeah, and not just us in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so everybody probably knows that I am one of the managers over at Kent & Co. Wines. And on, I think, was this Wednesday?
Yes.
You and a little cutie patootie by the name of Carolyn Craddock came in to do a little biz talk. And we got into some cool conversations.
I don't know if I'd call it cool. It's really kind of disappointing and upsetting, but...
Well, true.
For you, it's entertaining.
Yeah. So, real quick, everybody, we're going to talk slightly about dating.
Which is a joke today.
In this generation, day of time, 2019, it's probably harder to date than to put a bowling ball through a straw. It's just stupid.
That is quite an analogy.
Yeah. Because that's, can you do it?
No, I can't. I've been trying.
Are you dating right now?
Absolutely not. I've been trying. It's the bowling ball.
Yeah. I am currently dating.
And she's amazing.
And there's no title on it or anything yet. And I'll say this because, I mean, this is an episode. It's been challenging, too, because
it's hard.
And I'm going to talk from the guy's point of view. You find a great girl, and most of these women nowadays are uber independent.
Agreed.
They make their own money, so they definitely don't need you at all. If you're in their life, it's because they want you there. They don't need you there.
Yes, which I think a lot of people also see as a negative for whatever reason.
Right.
Which is hard for females that are independent. I would like to say, like myself,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, why wouldn't you want me to help you or like me to be independent? I'm not relying on someone 24/7.
Right.
But also that's seen as a negative.
But see, our age range, we're kind of in like a little weird spot because we grew up seeing the man
provide.
Be the man.
Agreed.
And provide. But we're in that cusp of time to where you want to do what you were raised to do. But we're at this point to where you can't really, because if you want that great girl whom is independent, who has their own money, has their own job, and has their own friend group, which is a whole nother thing in itself, it's challenging because you're like, hey, let's go do something. She's like, no, I'm going to be with my friends tonight, blase, blase. And you're like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, for the most part, normally you could come hang out with the friends, too. But at the same time, if it's girls' night, then you don't need to, like, trample on girls' night, because that's a whole other level.
Well, girls' night, that's very true. But same with this type of female, you're not really going to be able to infiltrate that girls' night really quickly.
No.
Because they're really protective of their group, because it's their family.
We're honestly like a group of, like, lions. It's a bunch of the lionesses just mm-hmm. like chilling and hanging out. And we do not want someone coming in and ruining our fun. We want to go to hookie and drop it down low and spin the shot wheel and no one judge us.
And so. I've seen this with my own two eyes.
And I will say this real quick. Barton is a great dancer.
I lived in Abilene, Texas, real quick, for 7 years.
So,
and if you didn't know how to country dance, half step, two-step, jitterbug, waltz, you're not dating at all.
That's true. I can see that.
So I had to, because, you know, I'm a chocolate fellow, I had to become a better dancer than the cowboys. Because if I was to approach a woman in Abilene, Texas, West Texas, that's all I'm really going to say, they're going to look at me like, do you know how to dance?
Yeah.
So I had to get better. So when I did go out there with the girl to dance, everyone else was like, oh, shoot, he can actually dance.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. But yeah, like the girls nowadays, they're just, most of them are boss chicks and they want a boss man, but they don't want to be bossed by the boss man because they're a boss chick, if that makes any sense.
It totally does make sense. But then like from my perspective, I want to be the boss chick that you talk about and I want the boss dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why we can't both just be bosses together. Why is that an issue? Like, why can we not, like, go at this the same way and both be amazing together, because then we can both like go farther and succeed and move higher because we have the same like ideals and dreams right. and goals. For some reason, that's just really hard to find.
It's really hard to find because you're dealing with a very social media driven. Most people nowadays meet via
internet dating.
Internet,
yeah.
Or let it be an app or, well, Instagram.
Have you ever tried dating apps?
I've never been on a dating app in my entire life.
You're not missing anything.
I mean, mainly because for what I do as a living, I meet so many people organically. And
that's true.
I run a wine bar, so 99% of our clientele are women. So they actually come to me.
Yeah.
And
you know, I don't have that luxury, right. sadly, since I work from home.
Right.
So unless I'm at an event or just out with friends are about the only times that I'm going to meet someone. But right. like if I'm at an event, I'm in business mode. I'm in networking mode. Mm-hmm. I'm in how can we raise money for this charity? Like, let's network. Let's do right. things. Let's build together. And the last thing on my mind is dating or meeting someone. So it's interesting that that's a thing. I've tried internet dating and it is awful. I think I've maybe made like 2 friends out of it. But other than that, it's a lot of like first dates. And then what did we call it the other day? Hauntings.
So yeah.
Not even just ghostings, but like hauntings or orbitings.
So ghosting, I can't stand.
It's so dumb.
I can't stand, but I'm going to write this down. Ghosting, just so we can get back to that.
Yes.
But so what a friend of mine told me, haunting and orbiting is basically when you stop talking to somebody and you follow each other on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. But let's just say Instagram. And I would put up something on my story and you would see that they're watching every single thing.
Yeah.
But they have stopped all communication with you.
Which makes zero sense. My favorite is, you know, they have the auto like expressions now you can just send.
Oh, yeah.
Or the quick responses on Instagram for your story. And this happened with 2 guys that I went on dates with, is that now they will literally watch every single story I put up and then they'll send the little quick responses. And I was like, do you really think I'm going to respond to you? Like, get real. In what world
right.
am I going to be like, oh, hey, guy that like took me on a date and said he wanted to see me again. And then we talked for a week and then he disappeared. Yeah, let's definitely keep in contact via Instagram. I'm good.
Personally think, and this is for everybody out there, first of all, we have all ghosted somebody in our lifetime.
I don't know if I have.
No?
I really don't know if I have.
I hate it, and I don't think I ghosted somebody that, I've never ghosted somebody that I was dating and just stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I might have just, somebody who might have been interested in me, we were chatting, and I just probably never responded, but it was never like, we went out on dates and then I just stopped.
Okay. So going back to like what we talked about at Kent & Co, I was telling y'all the example of the last date I went on that we were supposed to just go have drinks. That's all it was supposed to be. And this was not my doing, is the guy wanted things to proceed. And so he's like, well, hey, we've had a drink now. Like, do you want to do dinner? And then dinner turned into us sitting at the restaurant and shutting it down and being the last people there. And then I was like, okay, well, like, we're going to wrap this up. You know, right. obviously things have gone better than I expected, but also like they've gone farther. I'm going to call an Uber. I don't want to like push it. And he's like, no, let me drive you home. And then drives me home. Everything's fine. I had great communication. He was even just like, can't wait to see you again. Like, let's do this soon. I'll let you know whenever I'm back in town. And then literally just crickets. Like, I do not understand, because I was ready to like end it after drinks. So it right. wasn't pushing it. He's the one that let it keep going farther and farther and was like the initiator.
Right.
So what went wrong? I will say this. I do not. And you've known me long enough. Do you think I'm a crazy girl?
No, I haven't like, seen I any crazy from you.
And literally, I feel like I'm a girlfriend and a bro mixed into one.
She's a girlfro.
Yeah. Coin that term. Copyrighted, yeah, trademarked.
Hashtag. No, I haven't personally seen it. I've been around you sober and, you know, drinking on many levels, and I haven't seen you get crazy. And that's typically when you see the crazy come out of women.
I just really think that in a sense, I'm almost too chill.
No, you know, I think people need to continue to be whom they are because the right person, and I know we all say that, the right person who's going to compliment you well in all shapes, ways, and forms will be there. But that right person will more than likely, if it's done the right way, challenge you and frustrate the F out of you for the first 2-3 months, if it goes, or it might not be. You know, it's just, I think if it's like that term, if the juice is worth the squeeze, you know that.
I've never heard that. I like yeah. that though.
If you see something with somebody, no matter how easy or challenging it is, I think you just need to keep working at it. I think a lot of people, it's that instant gratification. If they don't get what they want immediately, they just stop without putting any type of work in. Like, you don't go to college and after your freshman year expect a degree, or you can't build a house in a day. And it's the same thing with relationships. I think people just want to, you know, have that Instagrammable life, which to me is a joke anyway. If you're posting every single thing daily, you're hiding something. Because mm-hmm. I've been dating someone for, shoot, almost 3 months now. And I've Instagrammed the F out of a lot of my life, but we've never shown up on each other's social media.
Okay, yeah.
And it's for...
Which I think sometimes that's better.
Right. And it's not keeping your relationship secret. It's keeping your relationship private. It's Agreed. A big difference.
Well, so... I don't really like to talk about it, but like my last relationship, I love and hate time hop and like the Facebook memories. Mm-hmm. And I look back and I'm just like, oh, so-and-so is the most amazing thing. I don't know what I'd do without him. I look back at it and I was just like, I was hiding something.
Right.
I see those messages, and people that truly feel that way, you don't have to say it because it's just shown. But I look back at that and I was like, I was so unhappy, and like we never should have been together to begin with,
right?
But just looking back at it and like seeing those messages, and I know girls like for sure know exactly what I'm talking about when you're just like, oh, my best friend for life and blah 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 blah, and you literally look back and you're like, wow, I was so immature and such an idiot.
Well, what about the girls that have 3 best friends for life every 6 months?
Oh my gosh, that's a whole other story.
You went out on 2 dates and it's already hearts, bay this and everything. Then come the inspirational.
Oh, the inspirational quotes.
Yeah. Like when they stop dating.
Oh yeah.
Working on myself, growing my wings to fly away. What? Get out of here. Dang, you better be glad I'm trying to build a platform. I delete you. I need you. I need your follower.
I need your inspirational personality.
Yeah.
Good
Lord.
It's a lot.
This is just, one of the first, I'm sure, of many different talks
1,000%.
We're going to have about relationships and different
especially
things.
Because your dating life is great right now and mine is non-existent and it's a joke.
This is still the beginning. Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm speaking from just, like, I guess our personal experience.
Oh, like just being able to, like, go out on dates and do certain things.
One of my, like, guy friends, we were talking the other day and I posted something about, I just want to go look at Christmas lights with someone. He's like, I want to go. And I was like, you do? And I got so excited because I think that's something too, is like a lot of guys maybe like, you don't have to be in a relationship, but you want to go do kind of relationship type things.
You want to have memories.
Yeah. And so that was the thing, is he was like, so when can we go? And I was like, I don't know. I think they put them up after like Thanksgiving. He's like, so you want to go look at lights
after
Thanksgiving?
So when did they put their Christmas lights up?
I think
after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're trying to make a point. I see what you're trying to do. Our Instagram poll was like 50-50. But I think I won. Anyways, did you not see the thing I tagged you in?
I did.
People that put their lights up earlier are happier.
But the people,
I'm happy, Barton.
Okay,
let
I
me
want
be
you to
happy.
Be happy. You're right. You're right.
Just let me be happy.
Okay.
Why are we not drinking all of our champagne today? We're doing an awful job at this. Okay, hold on, Chug.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you're not making all your sound effects today. At least that's a blessing.
Yeah, and I didn't say the M word.
Thank you. Yeah. We're learning.
Right.
We're getting there. I'm really proud of our shambonging skills, though.
You killed me.
I did. Like, look, I kind of feel like even when we're done with this, we should go again just so we can see if it's the real deal.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Or should we just do it real quick again?
Let's do it real quick.
Okay.
Because
we're doing it real quick again.
We try to keep our little podcast
We're trying to,
under.
Like, not bug y'all with Have y'all seen that meme? And it's talking about, I'm so sorry for anyone that's had to hear my voice. Like, my voice is annoying. That is a lot. I don't think anyone really likes the sound of their voice.
I don't.
I mean, I know I don't. I hate making, like, voice recordings just because it's so awkward. Hold on. First of all, I need to, like, take a breath because I have all the bubbles in my throat already, so. Okay. Are we doing this? Cheers again. Cheers. I feel like I got more this time. I killed you again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a professional shambonger.
Ooh, my chest hurts.
Shambong. I'm open to sponsorships.
Shambong, for real. We need you in our lives. We're going to come. You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put it into
existence,
into the universe. We're going to do a podcast in the Shambong's corporate headquarters.
Yes. Let's go.
Yep. And it's going to be a whole experience.
I think we should do that. And we should, like, challenge people to shambonging.
Maybe we should go around and do like a,
just like a shambong challenge.
Yeah. Just in the midst of the city of Fort Worth.
Well, is that legal though?
Yes. As long as we don't purchase the alcohol from a place that doesn't have a retail license. Oh, so we can actually purchase.
Like, so we could, like, sit up. So we're at Barton's Airstream today on South Main. So we could, like, sit out here.
Yep.
And we can just, like, challenge people to shambongs.
Yeah. Think about it. When I had my grand opening, we had tons of alcohol. What's the difference from adding shambongs to that?
What a day. We should spend a day doing that and record it and just really shock people.
Yeah. Like Barton and Robin on location. And we're doing shambong challenges.
This is honestly why I love Uber and Lyft. Yeah. Situations like this.
And if you beat one of us, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now.
Okay,
in
go
the
for
shambong
it.
Challenge, we will have probably, I can make this happen, a case or two of champagne. Mm. And if you beat us, you'll win a bottle of champagne. I'll put that out there right now.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. I'm always up for a challenge. So that's a good one.
It'll be a great bottle of Monica and Chandler champagne.
I've got to add the link to that to our Instagram.
I watched
it
yesterday.
It's
to be honest.
So good. Well, we are so grateful for anyone that's listening, and we look forward to our interviews that are coming up soon.
Yes.
And we will make sure and tease y'all with who it is, so that way you can make sure and tune in.
Yeah. So I think our third episode we will have someone to interview. We can already know who it is, but we're just going to leave it.
We're just
going to
tease y'all for now.
Girls tease me all the time.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Anyway, so that is it from us. It is a great day. We appreciate you all. And thank you for listening to Corks and Cowtown. I'm Barton Fluker.
I'm Robin.
And y'all have a great time. Yep. Talk to you. See you next time.
Cheers.